You got anything to say?
I got nothing on this except my only thing is after a 2.5 hour meeting, it seems a little sparse on comments, but it does cover basically what it was about and approved or not approved in this case.
I've had to switch to doing it that way. That's how it's supposed to have been, and I was still adding in commentary on that, and. Due to another town board where they were arguing over
what comments got included or not.
Yes, the tone of the comments. Yeah. I was like, you know what, I have caused my own problem here, and so I'm doing it the way it's supposed to be done. So I know it's very dry. It's very, very dry.
But the audio is available.
Yeah, the audio is always available. So yeah, I know, it feels very weird to me, but that's what it is.
So do I have a motion for approval?
I approve.
Moving on, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Approved. Moving on to receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Did you guys see who's back?
Jordan
is back with us.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
My name is Jordan Bunker. I'm with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. I'll be here with you for the next probably 3 or 4 months while Natalia is out on maternity leave. It's nice to be back out here. I love Blue Diamond. The water system in and of itself remains in a stable condition. There have been no major leaks or breaks or issues to report over the past month. So I'll go ahead and refer you to the well levels. If you want to look first at the annual well levels for February 2016 through February 19, you'll see that, we're about 3.5 feet lower than we were in February of 2018, but about 2.5 feet higher than we were the 2 years before that. And then looking at the 3 month trend, you'll see that we're pretty darn stable. The well levels have recovered a little bit since I guess they were measured last month since the last report. And that's where we're at. That's where they're at. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Do we know if the Arden Co-op group did they ever get a meter put back on that well?
That's something that I haven't heard about.
Nope.
I had not heard. No.
Okay.
That would be a John Gilroy question.
Oh, right. That's true. That's not you guys.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could pick that up.
I can email Gilroy. I've got his email. Let me write it down.
That would be great. Okay. Any other water issues? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Chuck Eaton. We don't have much to report as far as crime goes. We had an interesting week last week with the snow. Blue Diamond was very well prepared for it, I guess, for lack of better words. We had a lot of problems down south with car crashes, but nothing up here to report. We have a new guy out here with us. He's replacing Officer Pat Walters. You'll be seeing him around. So his name is Ed Serrano. He came out last week. So other than that's all I have. Does anybody got any questions?
Okay. Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on. We receive an update on the Red Rock Bike Trail from a representative of Red Rock Trail Partnership.
She's not here.
Not here.
Oh. Unexcused.
We can tell you that the grant has not yet been approved.
No, I can tell you a little bit about one little part of it.
Okay.
We are meeting Commissioner Jones, Commissioner Brown, because Charleston is the dividing line. So on the south side of Charleston is Commissioner Jones has the south side of Charleston. Commissioner Brown has the north side of Charleston. So that's the dividing line, and that's where the trail, part of the trail is starting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has been A sticking point on the design was how do we get people across Charleston safely? And we just had a fatality of cyclists not too long ago. So it's a major concern. And we, Commissioner Brown and Commissioner Jones, myself, a couple other people, we are meeting with NDOT next week, I think it's the 6th, about that intersection of Sky Vista. It's that first intersection in Summerlin and Charleston, about signaling that intersection and putting a bike crossing in there. So that would be a huge step for this project. So hopefully we're going to come out of that with a very positive result, and that was a sticking point with the design. So
good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Have you heard anything about when they might approve or not on that? They are keeping it very close to the vest.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be through by now, but.
What about
but there's a lot of things that are supposed to have been through that aren't. So.
What about the concept of the parking areas? I heard there was going to be a parking area at Calico.
You're going to make me spill the beans.
absolutely.
So this is the trail that Sheila talks about every month. And we have several problems that are happening in that area right now. We have cyclists on the road that aren't all... that are a lot of amateurs, not people that are used to the road cycling, and families that are right in the travel lane or near the travel lane, so that's dangerous. We have Calico Basin with a lot of the problems we talked about 2 months ago. We have the Welcome to Red Rock sign that everybody loves to get out and take pictures in front of. We have all these things happening in that area that have created a dangerous situation. Then we also have this new trail, and we have to figure out how are we going to get people to the trail? Where are people going to park to get on their bikes to follow the trail? And the trail is off of the highway. So one of the discussions was to combine all of these things, put a parking area at the entrance to Calico Basin, because there is a potential to put a fee station at the entrance to Calico Basin. So we could build in the fee station, a parking area, move the Welcome to Red Rock sign down so people, just like the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, people could go and take a picture in a safe way where they could park off the highway. So we're hoping to put that into the design. And it would solve a whole bunch of problems with one thing. So we'll see. It'd be great. I mean, if we can make that happen, it would be awesome. But
I thought it was great that they put the sign right at the top of the hill so you can't see when somebody's crossing.
It's at the top of a hill and a curb.
Right.
So yeah, it's very dangerous. And then people don't think and they go make a U-turn there.
Right.
And it's really... really a bad location. So that's the cool thing about when you meet with different groups, all these different ideas come out. You know, yeah. I never thought about that as being a problem, but it is. So it's cool to brainstorm and come up with ideas like that. So
slowing down our process by like adding all these other stuff.
And I don't think that's slowing down the process, honestly, because the design is done. These are things that you can massage as you go through. They'll approve the project as it is, and then we can amend it. I don't think it's slowing down the process at all.
Just is. All right.
Beautiful. Any other questions about the bike trail? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll move on. Receive a report from Cloud County Administrative Services regarding status of recent land use applications.
Yes, so I have an update on our very eventful meeting of last month. So we had three items. One was the setback for the well housing and shed situation over on Colca. That was approved at the Planning Commission on Tuesday night, last Tuesday, the 219. It was on the consent agenda, so it was approved along with all the other items that were approved. The boarding stable in Calico Basin was approved with the condition to cover the dumpsters at all times. And I am working with her and Republic to see what we can do about getting her a larger dumpster. We're working on that. That's a hard one. Like I said at the meeting, residential, a boarding facility is not commercial, not residential. It's kind of this amorphous thing. And so it's weird where they fall in between commercial and residential as far as trash pickup. So I'm trying to work with Republic on that. And then Bonnie Springs was approved. There was hours of testimony. The meeting went until 1:30 in the morning, the Planning Commission meeting.
It was approved by Planning Commission.
It was approved by Planning Commission, then it moves on to... Oh, no, it doesn't. It was approved by Planning Commission. And as of today, there has not been an appeal. So, and...
So is that the final thing, then? That's not heard by the county commissioners? Mm-hmm. Oh, how did that...
Because some things just stop at PC.
Oh, can you explain why?
Well, all three of those items that you guys heard last month all went to Planning Commission.
And they all stopped there?
Mm-hmm. Planning Commission handles, like, routine use permits... routine waivers. It's all in the code, and if you look, if you were to look, like under a waiver, it'll say what the waiver is for, mm-hmm. and it'll say where it goes, who the final authority is. If you're wanting to waive paving, like on a street, that automatically goes to the Board of County Commissioners. If you're wanting to waive something to do with pets, with extra animals, that goes to the Board of County Commissioners. So there's certain things that go to the board, certain things that go to Planning Commission, and those three all just went to, because really Bonnie Springs, and I'm still heartbroken that's going away, but Bonnie Springs, although it's a huge thing, it's just a design review, right. And it's just a tentative map. Even though it was very controversial and everything, it's just those types of applications, and they don't need to go to the board.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Okay, now we will hear the planning and zoning issue. UC 180913, Rex PS, Rick and Rochelle, amended holdover use permits for the following. One, horse riding rental stable previously notified as a commercial boarding stable. Two, reduced lot area for a horse riding rental stable previously not notified. Three, allow an accessory agricultural building in the front yard previously not notified, and four, waive the required trees along all sides and rear property line previously not notified. Additionally, waiver of development standards to increase accessory structure height, design review for residential boarding and horse riding rental stable previously notified as a commercial boarding stable in conjunction with a single family residence on a portion of 5.9 acres in an RE, Rural Estate Residential Zone, generally located on the west side of Coat Road, 280 feet south of Blue Diamond Road within Red Rock, for possible action.
Hi, good evening. Chris Armstrong with Rick and Rochelle. Rexy is here as well at 8521 Coat. We were here in the December meeting, and essentially the same application that we submitted at that time, and it was approved by this board. We've got in front of you tonight as we work through with the with current planning staff. We appreciate their assistance. I think it's a little bit of a complicated application, but a couple of things that came up. I guess we didn't need a commercial boarding stable for what we're looking for, so that was removed, and now it's residential. One of the things that came up, and one of the things that Rochelle does and wants to do here, and you can ask her specifics, but she's got a faith-based riding academy that's tailored towards women and children of domestic abuse, and she wants to do that, have, you know, one or two people at a time come out, and she'll ride with them, and correct me if I'm wrong, anything, so that, I guess, necessitates the requirement for the horse riding and renting stable, even though there's no renting that's going on. Current planning decided that was how it best fit, because it didn't really fit into any other category, so that's what that application is for. The other applications for the accessory agricultural building, I guess that was overlooked last time because we haven't changed what the layout was from the last time we were here. The accessory structure height, we talked about that last time for the arena. It's 29 feet, where 25 feet is the permitted height. So there's what the barns will look like and the arenas will look like, same as what it was last time we were in here. And then I believe that's it, and then a design review for both. So here to answer any questions, and Rick and Rochelle are here to, if you got specifics for them as well.
Can you refresh my memory on what the accessory agricultural building in the front yard is?
I think that's the arena, which is right here. So I think the front yard is considered anything. So their house is down off Code in Blue Diamond. Their house fronts this way, so their riding arena, actually, this would be considered the front yard in front of the house. So that's why it's that request is necessary.
Mm-hmm. When you, with the approval of a rental stable, even though the intention is not to rent, it does give them the permission to rent in the future, right?
So there's conditions in here that staff impose that we're fine with it. It says horse riding rental stable for participants in a therapeutic nonprofit treatment only. No monetary exchange or rental of horses, so, and no more than three people at a time in conjunction with that. So we're fine with those staff conditions, because they had the same concern that you do, obviously, that, you know, this use grants that right, and that's not the intent of it. So we're fine with, you know, how staff figured out, you know, how to get us to that point. We're fine with those conditions.
Three people will be enough to do what you want to do?
Yeah, three at a time.
Anybody in the audience?
Anyone in the audience who would like to speak to this item?
You got a second card on this, right?
Just one.
I have one.
I got one.
Right, let me see if it...
It says I support.
I know.
To my address, I got.
Right, but you would have gotten one in December, so I'm just saying...
That's the new one.
There was
yeah.
a new notification
yes.
on this application.
Yes.
So yeah, everybody in the radius would have gotten a new notification
right. yes.
with the changed application.
Okay.
That's what I was getting at.
There was another re-notice fee, and that's why it was yeah. held and had to come back to both hearings, right, as there was that re-notification fee.
Couple questions.
Yep.
Chris, for you. It says in the staff report, it says a minor subdivision map is in the process that will create a 2.3-acre lot for the house and the area around the house. Is that true?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay,
so
that's the 2.3.
Yep.
From 5.9 or 6.2, whatever. The sign says 6.2 and 5.9. Okay, so that's that one. Okay, so then there's going to be a large covered arena, and it's going to be 25 feet from the north property line. How close to the power utility easement or State Route 160 is that?
The power line?
Yes.
They're on the other side of our house. You know, you got the arena and the barns are on the north.
On the north.
North, and the power lines that are on the other side of our house. Yeah, there's a road that goes up the side.
Okay,
yeah.
so
it says about 3 or 4 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
And then there's the agricultural fence. Is 6 feet, will that be the maximum that you're going to put in is 6 feet? As I don't know if code allows anything higher.
Six feet? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the maximum for code.
Okay. And then applicant's justification, it says phase one is nearing the end. So I asked you, Chris, mm-hmm. before. So phase one is the house.
Yeah, phase one is the house, and then subsequent to that. So we came back in 2016 and did the original zoning application. We kind of outlined at that point that the first portion would be the building of Rick and Rochelle's house. The second phase would be the introduction. You know, we always said that we were going to do an equestrian type of community, and that's what the second phase is, the building of the barns and the riding arena. So that's the second phase of the community.
So what is... slightly confusing is in there, which it says and at the start of phase two, which includes the commercial boarding stables,
mm-hmm.
so that wasn't amended there.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't amended.
Yep.
And then I got the three people on the site at a time. Does that just include people who will be riding, or does that also include family members?
Just the people riding.
Okay. And then will future residents who board their horses there, will they be allowed to rent their horses for daily rides, or will you have some kind of rules that not going to happen?
No, boarders can't rent their horses out. No.
Oh.
Yeah. So staff's
are just on our horses.
And staff's conditions, I think, cover all that. Is we're fine with not having it as a real commercial type activity. That rental of horses is not permitted. So. We're fine with that condition.
Okay. And then the other thing, and Megan, you might be involved in this one too, is the difference between a residential boarding stable and then riding rental stables. And I got the piece of paper here, and basically riding rentals says which exceed a total number of 10 animals per 40,000 square feet for the purpose of monetary gain. Now, there's not going to be any monetary gain.
Yeah, but there's not a category for... therapeutic or for nonprofit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so they had to include...
Yeah, to kind of fix us in on where they thought we
include,
fit.
Yeah, so they include both residential boarding and riding slash rental.
Because they're two different things. They're related, but they're two different things. One is people can board their horses there. The other is people can come and ride there. And the residential just means they live on the property. Commercial would be kind of like Henderson Saddle Club, if you guys know that, where no one lives there, and maybe a caretaker does, but it's not a residence. It's a boarding facility. So that's the difference between commercial and residential.
And just last thing, we have a recommendation sheet that we fill out. So, Chris, you were saying that, I'll ask it this way. Do you agree with what staff had back there, what you just read before?
Yeah.
Including the trees or not including the trees?
Yeah, including the trees. So all the conditions under current planning we agree with. The conditions under development and review, these are kind of interesting. And I'm talking with staff in Public Works right now just because there's a drainage study that's been approved on the site, so we don't think there's another drainage study that's necessary. The full off-sites, we actually had those waived with the original application. That ZC 664-16 waived those original ones, and we want to do the rural standards in that area. So I'm getting that clarified from Public Works and providing paved legal access. The paved legal access is not typically required for residential uses, right? So when you got a single family residential home, you don't need to have that. So we're trying to figure out whether or not that's necessary as well. So we're continuing to work with Public Works, and I was actually emailing, calling, and talking to those folks today, and we're trying to figure out, and whatever happens with their conditions, right? They are what they are. So, but I think the waiver for the off-site improvements is not necessary because the previous waiver we've got approved already on the property and the drainage study as well. But but the current planning ones, yes.
Right, and then the fire hydrant to show fire hydrant locations, is that more for when the houses go in according to building department fire prevention?
Our houses all sprinkled. So all that would have to be sprinkled, sprinklers,
But that's not in relation to what you're doing now.
Is boilerplate from fire prevention.
Oh, okay. It's just,
they're still coming on board learning how to put conditions in. So they may not have looked to see that they're not on a municipal water system.
Okay.
So that probably is why that's still in there.
Okay.
We need to coach them a little on the conditions.
Yeah. I just see these things there, and I just want to clarify it one way or another. Yeah. So thank you.
How many phases total are you guys doing?
So generally three. So the first one is the home. The second phase is the equestrian component, and then the third phase is the residential, the houses that were approved with the original zone change. So,
any other questions by the board members? Would anybody like to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve with according to staff conditions of horse riding rental stable for participants in the therapeutic nonprofit treatment only, no monetary exchange or rental of horses, no more than three people at a time in conjunction with horse riding / rental stable, and planting five large trees generally dispersed on the north side of the facility and two trees on the south side.
You didn't mention the 2 years to commence, but I'm assuming
Two years to commence, if that's in there, and I missed it. Sorry about
that. The first one,
Sorry about that, yes.
So basically your motion is to approve with all, including
staff
all
per staff recommendations
staff
on there.
Conditions.
I'd second that.
I approve.
Okay, vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that is unanimous.
Great.
Okay, beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Can I just ask one more question? Rick, are you officially in the house, Rick and Rochelle, or are you still?
No, we're working on it. We have horses, so we're the animals. We could move in there tomorrow, but trying to get set up with the horses, and we have dogs and chicken, and really trying to get everything up there is a little bit of a challenge.
I wanted to say welcome to the neighbor.
Yeah, I know. We're getting our final inspections this week, so
good.
Good. All right, moving along, general business. Discuss sending an updated letter to BLM on behalf of the Red Rock Citizens, Red Rock CAC, about disposal boundaries for possible action.
It's the same letter. We just put your name on it as the chair.
Okay, and I'm going to read through the letter so that the crowd knows what this is. It's to Tim Smith, the district manager of Southern Nevada District Office, Bureau of Land Management, removal of Valley West disposal area. Dear Mr. Smith, the Red Rock Citizens Advisory Council, which is advisory to the Clark County Board of Commissioners, is writing to renew its request that the Valley West disposal area, see attachment, those are the lands up on Blue Diamond Hill that are disposal. As we noted in our prior letter to Bob Ross at BLM, 1116-2011, the land is sensitive because of its proximity to the National Conservation Area. Additionally, its high elevation, coupled with the fact that it is isolated from the developed lands of Las Vegas Valley by a near vertical 1,000-foot cliff and more undeveloped federal lands, make it all the more unsuitable for transfer to private hands for development. We believe that the property should be retained in public hands. As you know, Gypsum Resources is moving forward with plans to develop adjoining private mine lands at a density much higher than current zoning allows. We have been told that the matter of the Valley West disposal area would be handled as part of the revision to the Land Las Vegas Resource Management Plan. Now that the revision has been scrapped, we are renewing our plea that your office take this on a separate urgent matter. I think it should be on as a separate urgent matter. Sincerely, pulling back out, including typos and
all. Has Tim Smith been there for a while?
Tim Smith's been there for a while, but Tim Smith is not going to be there very much longer. He's on his way out.
Well, it sounded like a familiar name, and usually those guys are like, you know, every 2 years or whatever, they're gone. And Megan, did Steve Schweiger, when he saw the letter, he thought it was fine?
I didn't even
talk to him.
I didn't even talk to him about it. You guys have sent letters before. Other boards have sent letters. Laughlin sends letters like every other month.
We're way behind the eight ball then.
Yeah, we need to get going.
Commissioner Jones had no issue with it.
Okay, good.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve and send the letter.
Aye.
A second, okay. Vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're moving this one right along.
And we'll put it in the mail tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, we'll scan it and then send copies to you guys.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We're now moving on to comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and speak now. Anyone? General comment? Well, hello.
This is too easy. I don't know. You guys are freaking me out.
Yeah, well, you know, like when you average last month and this month, really, you know, it's easy. Like
in December.
It's kind of freaking
me out. Listen to the water department again.
All right. Our next meeting will be held March 27th, and this meeting is adjourned.
Good.
20 seconds after 7.
Easy.